important story of self-rule that's being ignored by mainstream media. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. As you know, Crimea, a peninsula region of Ukraine, voted overwhelmingly to break away from Ukraine and join the Russian Federation, the U.S. and Europeans calling that move illegitimate. But here's a story you may not have heard. Crimea isn't the only region of a nation that has tried to break away. Over the weekend in Italy, the people of Venice held an unofficial referendum asking if that region should break away from Italy and stop paying taxes to Rome. The results? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Over 89% of residents in Italy's Veneto region have voted in favor of independence from the rest of the country. Now voters are split on whether or not to remain part of the EU and the Eurozone. More than 55% of voters said they would prefer an independent Veneto to remain part of the EU. 51% said they would want to remain in the Eurozone. Now, members of the movement for Veneto independence say they were inspired by Scotland and Catalonia, both of which have planned referendums for 2014. Scotland will vote on its independence in September, while Catalonia's residents will take part in a similar vote in November. The bottom line, this all comes back to the right of self-rule and people who are tired of being bound by taxation. The spokesman for the Veneto independence movement told RT, quote, "We are paying 70 billion euros in taxes to the Italian state, and only a fraction comes back. So we're looking at a gap of 20 billion euros. By creating a new, little, and efficient state, we would reduce the fiscal pressure on the citizens, and at the same time, we would regain the independence of the city of Venice, which was a beacon of European civilization until 1797, when it was closed by Napoleon." For stories that affect your liberty here in the United States and across the globe, you can find me at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, "Silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science." Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
What's happening? Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Pleased to be here with you tonight. And we'll get right into it. A lot of great stuff happening at BobTuscan.com. If you have not been there recently, definitely check it out. We have new writers contributing to the site, and they're doing a heck of a job. We had a writer offer us another piece on the vaccine issue. And boy, when we're talking vaccines, we're talking an issue. We'll get to that in a little bit. Did you hear about this school science project that revealed high levels of Fukushima nuclear radiation in a grocery store seafood item? Well, I'll tell you about that if you hadn't heard about it tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. And, well, speaking of vaccines, we have an interview from Suzanne Humphreys, medical doctor, saying that there never has there been a safe vaccine. Well, this idea that, oh, some vaccines are okay and others are not, it's hogwash. And I'll tell you why in a little bit. You might have heard that Barry Sotero has gone and shook hands with the Pope, the Jesuit Pope. Well, speaking of the Jesuits, the Vatican astronomer has ramped up his search for, quote, brother extraterrestrial. And I reported on this story a while back when we heard of the Vatican's doings in the extraterrestrial realm. And I'll tell you about this as well, because I think this is an interesting story that you might, well, let me rephrase that, that you will not hear about in the lamestream media. And oh yeah, geez, another sickening story here of a police state gone bad. Idaho family terrorized by a midnight paramilitary raid. I'll tell you what happened to this poor family. Connie Johnson and David Johnson were asleep when they heard a noise. Well, many of you might imagine what came next. And unfortunately, I'll have to cover some of those details at some point on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Oh, how can I forget about this story? Ellen DeGeneres salami? One company's quest to make meat from celebrity tissue samples. Yuck. If the genetically modified food craze wasn't enough to make you nauseous, how about celebrity tissue samples in your food? It may sound like the makings of a bad science fiction movie. Well, several come to mind. But a company that harvests human tissue to make meat products such as salami. Bite Labs is the name of it. And they're claiming that they want to make human tests to meat a reality. They want to use celebrities to do it. Talk about giving a new meaning to celebrity endorsement. At the moment, our primary goal is to provoke discussion and debate around topics of bioethics and celebrity culture, said Martin from the Bite Labs team. He says he wishes to remain anonymous at this time due to the controversy surrounding the focus of the company. He goes on to say, quote, "We see inefficiencies, environmental hazards, and ethical problems in the world's food production and distribution. There are exciting opportunities to disrupt these industries while opening new ways to consume celebrity culture." Do we believe that? This is more likely the work of provocateurs who want to start a lab meat discussion and not actually use Kanye West to make cured meat. But nonetheless, if there's a will, there's a way. And I believe that this is perhaps more than just a conversation generator. This is an incremental step to indeed doing this sort of thing with our food supply. In fact, Lady Gaga. Now, don't ask me to name a Lady Gaga song or point her out on a magazine cover. No, I couldn't do any of the aforementioned things. However, Lady Gaga was said to have given her blood sample or some sort of far-out body liquids to a fragrance that she made. So this isn't new. And I don't think it's the last of it. This ought to scare you. 800-313-9443 is our phone number. Feel free to join us. 800-313-9443. You may have heard John Stadmiller's show earlier today, and there seems to be a major crunch at the network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org to learn more. This is serious as a heart attack, folks. They really do need your help. I won't belabor the point beyond that. I think you guys have already heard it. And at this point, we just need you to act. And that's what I do, Monday through Friday. I act. Oh, no, not in that way. I'm not an actor. I'm an actioneer, maybe, perhaps. That's not a word. I make up words on the show on a regular basis. How do you like that? But I act. I do something. I let my voice be heard. And it helps me, at the end of the day, stay somewhat sane. If you would like your voice to be heard, I'll give you the opportunity to do so, as I do most nights on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443. Okay, do I want to get into vaccines now? No, we only have a couple minutes before our next break, so I'll skip getting into such a heavy topic because there really is, and there's a lot to it. I want to be able to give it enough time to really flesh out the details of this article that Sarah Walker wrote. Excited to share this with you. I don't think this article has received nearly enough attention, so please, everyone, go to the website, bobtuscan.com, and pull it up for yourself. I will cover it on the show. However, I really want you to take a look at it and be able to share it amongst your friends, amongst your family, and everybody else, because it's important. It really, really is important. All right, when we come back, we'll get into that. I also want to show you a piece from Google, and they explain how they work with the government to, well, spy on users. I don't know if you heard, but Google's CEO the other day was very, very upset with the NSA and various spy agencies and their undermining of the United States and so on and so forth. Blah, blah, blah. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. What a joke. Well, out of the horse's mouth, we'll play a piece from Google, your all-seeing search engine. your all-seeing eye. They know a heck of a lot about you. For instance, I have one of these Android phones. Finally got with the times and got a smartphone. Yeah, I'm probably stupid to have done so. And as I'm driving to work this morning, I look down and it gave me an estimated time for my commute to work. And I said, wait a second, how do you know where I'm going to work? I never inputted that information. I looked down on it and it knew exactly where my work was.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Take your calls throughout the show tonight, 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Adrian in Kansas. How's it going, Adrian?
As always, man. I did hear John Tatmiller, he was on, you know, earlier, and I did donate and everything.
It's nice. Like,
and, you know, I even tried to donate to you, and it's just, I think what the problem is, I think everyone's broke, you know.
No, I couldn't donate, you know, to be honest. I would if I could, but, you know, I just can't, so.
But, you know, he was on there and he was talking, and it is true, you know, I listen, you know, I kind of switch back between this one and the other network, and I think you guys are just more, you know, more, I do seem to learn a lot more, you know. I either kind of had to say it, I mean, the RBN has a lot, I guess, more diverse topics, you know, and more depth to them. Including your show, you have all kind of different people on, you know, and then it would be a shame that, you know, you guys aren't here. But back to that late, you know, that the thing with the Lady Gaga, that is so disgusting, you know, to have, you know, we have to eat our own stuff. That is so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for real? Like,
that's what they're saying. You know, this company is saying that they want to have salami with some sort of celebrity tissue incorporated into it. I wouldn't put it past them.
That was so gross, but I appreciate the show, man. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Appreciate it, Adrian. Take care. Oh, man. To be honest, folks, I'm feeling a little under the weather still. I got some sort of bug, and anyways, but we'll play it by ear. Let's listen to this piece about Google explaining how they work with the government to, well, essentially spy on users. Yes, we give your data to the government, but don't worry, your process of checks and balances is in place. You buy it? I don't. Not for a second. Not for 1 second.
In the course of a criminal investigation, sometimes the government requests information on Google users. Here's how we protect users' information from excessive requests, while also following the law. Let's say the federal authorities want information from Google about user HughDunnett22. Google protects your rights by upholding the Fourth Amendment. The law requires authorities to use a search warrant when seeking private content, like email. If there's enough evidence to support an application for a search warrant, the investigator heads to court. The judge inspects the application, and if satisfied, issues a search warrant. Then it's served on Google. First stop, the screener. The screener sorts and prioritizes search warrants. If it's an urgent matter like child safety, it's given high priority. Next stop, the producer. The producer examines warrants and protects users by catching errors and determining what information to provide. They fix glitches, so we don't access someone else's account. Sometimes they're illegible, or the username is misspelled, or the request is meant for a different company. Sometimes, the data request is so vague and broad, we have to go back, narrow it down, and play catch-up. So, we'll get a hold of investigators to narrow the warrant, or go back to court to ask the judge to amend the warrant. If legal and appropriate, Google notifies the user that law enforcement made a data request, and looks closely at the warrant to see exactly what data to produce. Say the FBI wants all information and content on HughDunnett22's account. We'll need to clarify. Hey, it's Google, about that warrant.
Yep.
You need everything for all services?
Yep.
Gmail, YouTube, photos?
Everything.
That's a lot of information that may not have anything to do with the case. So, we'll look to narrow the warrant. This sounds like a case where only email from the last month matters. How about we go with that?
Okay, that'll do.
We can then move forward. We then gather the agreed upon information carefully and accurately. Done. Data is then sent to investigators, along with a certificate of authenticity. Matter close for good? Not yet. We may need to show up in court and present the data. A producer may serve as custodian of records. The custodian of records travels and appears in court. They may travel to authenticate the records, verifying that the data is exactly what Google provided. The records are hereby admitted into evidence.
Have a nice flight back. Matter closed. Let's recap. The judge signs the warrant. The screener sorts it. Producer takes over. Oops, there's a problem. Wrong company. Wrong user. Vague request? Fraud request? Go back and play catch up. Whoa, narrow the scope. Okay, time to gather data. Gathering, double checking. What's the cow doing here? Deliver the data. Now hand it over to the custodian. Nice mustache. He flies to court. Authenticates. Matter closed. Woo! That's how we respond to a U.S. search warrant while working hard to protect our users' privacy and security.
Right. That sounds all good, doesn't it? Well, kind of, sort of, not really. But that's not really what goes down. No, it's not. There's much more to that, as I'm sure you already know. Let's shift gears for a moment. Let's talk about this article written by our very own Katina Sovereignopoulos. She reports that Obama urges Europeans to uphold democracy by rejecting Crimea's democratic referendum. I listened to a compelling interview last night, folks, on National Propaganda Radio, otherwise known as NPR. And they had a historian on talking about 1914 and the World War One episode and the similarities between and the parallels between now and World War One, and geez, it was quite scary. Well, perhaps this is gearing up to be the catalyst for what the powers that shouldn't be have been wanting for a long time. And she reports on Barry Sotero, who gave a speech at the Palace des Beaux-Arts in the Belgian capital yesterday, urging the European nations to back NATO in its standoff with Russia shortly before he, or right before rather, he went over to the Vatican and met with the Jesuit Pope. Obama began his speech by discussing the importance of individual rights and democracy, nothing that Americans and Europeans share, the belief that through conscience and free will, each of us has the right to live as we choose, the belief that power is derived from the consent of the governed and that laws and institutions should be established to protect that understandings. Wouldn't it be nice if this guy practiced what he preached? Obama went on to state that, quote, we believe in democracy with elections that are free and fair and independent judiciaries and opposition parties, civil society, and uncensored information so that individuals can make their own choices. However, Barry Sotero went on to assert that because Russia took action in support of the democratic Crimean referendum to join the Russian Federation, its actions must be met with condemnation, not because we're trying to keep Russia down, but because the principles that have meant so much to Europe and the world must be lifted up. The Crimean referendum, folks, 83.1% of the eligible voting population took part and resulted in 96.77% in favor of integrating Crimea into the Russian Federation. Hello?
The Bob Justin Show.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
The 800-313-9443. Would love to hear from you. It's been a long, long day. And, well, I'm not feeling entirely well, so your calls are greatly appreciated. Werner. You there?
Good evening, Bob.
Werner, good evening.
You mentioned there about World War One.
Ever hear about it? I hear some Germans were involved.
Yeah, and World War One, World War Two. It's pretty an identical situation, just only in this at this time it's Russia.
Yeah, scary, huh?
Mm-hmm. And now the ones that are encircling Russia, it's still the same clique.
So where do you see this heading?
Well, let cool heads prevail. That's what we only can hope.
Yeah, I agree.
We have to do at our end, you know, and you people at RBN and many other people across the continent and in the West. Hopefully the message gets home to the rest of the people that they start waking up and get on their off their ego trip. We got too many glory hounds. Instead of doing a productive work and producing something for society, they're on an ego trip and they want to be the glory hounds. And that always means many, a lot of suffering for a lot of people.
I agree, Werner. Thank you for your call, man.
You're welcome.
Take care. Let's talk to Goncalo. Is that how you pronounce it?
Hello?
That's not how you spell Gonzalo. What? Gonzalo. That's not how you spell it. Anyways. Gonzalo, how are you, man?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hello, Bob?
Hello, Gonzalo.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry, was I too low there?
No.
I just had a question. I'm sure you're probably listening to What on Earth is Happening. Mark Passy is doing a great segment now on parenting.
Is he really?
Mark Passy? Well, his last two shows were sort of about that, about parenting and what it really means to raise a child.
Yeah, you know, I heard the part about abandonment. I heard a little bit on that show. But to be honest, I didn't get a chance to check out the last show. You've piqued my interest. I'll have to go back and check that out for sure. And we'll have to have Mark come on tomorrow as well.
Okay, I was just wondering what your, being that you're a father, just your opinion on the gap, that it must worry you that when you're not present, to know that there's a constant attack on your children through media, through art, through just the establishment itself.
Well, it's when I'm present as well, man, you know. My son's real young still, and we get to choose what consumption he has of media. We don't have TVs going off. But, you know, from time to time, we'll put on a YouTube video, and it's scary, even something that seems to be not very threatening to the psyche, he gets drawn into. And it's literally just the act of looking at a screen has its own mind control associated with it. If you check out the show we did with John and Bonnie Mitchell, they talk about sigil magic and they talk about certain mnemonic spells that are used. And we're very careful of that. My wife especially, she's really concerned about Disney. We're one of the rare breed of parents that will not take our son to Disney. And you might say, what are you talking about, Bob? You know, we have friends tell me all the time, Bob, you're going to end up taking him Disney. You might say that now, but everyone goes to Disney. Well, no. Not Bob Tuscan Jr. So to answer your question, it's very disconcerting. You know, we take him to story time, something as non-invasive as a story time at the local library. And the books she reads sometimes have multiple meanings associated to them. You know, these Dr. Seuss books. We had some friends telling us that they found some pretty crazy themes involved. So they are bombarding our children, even if it's not them blatantly watching Miley Cyrus or whatever on television. So at the end of the day, there's only so much we can do to prevent them from seeing these things. And that doesn't mean that we don't do all that we can do to prevent them from seeing these sorts of things. In addition to that, Gonzalo, I think that it's very important that we teach them critical thinking from a very early age so that they can process this kind of thing and identify logical fallacies and identify propaganda and programming. And I hope when my son is old enough to really grasp those sort of notions that he'll be walking around with little trivium razor cutting through the disinfo everywhere he turns. And then, of course, the other thing is he won't be going to a lamestream school. We plan on doing the homeschooling / unschooling thing. So there's things that concern me, and there's only so many things that we can avoid, and we're doing all that we can to do so. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, that definitely answers the question, and it's good to know that you're going to homeschool your children, because a lot of people would, even if they would want to homeschool their children, they're so scared to do it because either they feel like they're lacking in experience or knowledge that they're afraid that the child might miss something. But to any parent, they should not be afraid, because it's such a gigantic waste of time to place your child in an indoctrination system. They will learn nothing.
I agree. And the thing is, I think it's only appropriate to be fully conscious and fully humbled by your limitations in your own learning. And that was one of my problems with teachers, is that they were presented as know-it-alls. And the teachers didn't know it all. So education, if I want to use that word, learning should not be a matter of the know-it-all telling the person what they should know. It should be an exploration of knowledge that is shared and taught in a sense, but it shouldn't be asking the children to regurgitate whatever you give them, and what you give them is the limitation of their knowledge and vice versa. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense to me. I don't know if you're familiar with Thus Spoke Zarathustra, and I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, by Nietzsche.
No, tell me about it.
Well, it's pretty much about what is called the Übermensch, or the Superman idea.
Okay.
And in the book, Nietzsche outlines a very righteous philosophy, in my opinion. And when I was reading that book, I thought to myself, this is like what Mark Passio speaks about, natural law, but applying it to such a great extent. It's pretty much outlining how our greatest love should be towards the next generation, how man must be surpassed. And I think that's very good because it humbles us down, but it also brings us back up. There's the concept
I like that.
Of, yeah, Zarathustra in the book speaks about the concept of the downgoers being the best ones, because they go down, but they also go high and beyond.
Will you send me a link, or will you send me an email quoting that so I can look into that? That sounds very interesting to me.
Oh, sure. I'll find your email, and I'll totally send you that. And I just thought that was so so beautiful. Just the book had such an impact on my life. And I find it funny because Nietzsche is very closely connected to a lot of musicians whose music I enjoy, and now I see his philosophy in their writing.
Yeah, I always dig Nietzsche. I'm a philosophy major, so I got an opportunity to read quite a bit of Nietzsche, and he was one that, you know, obviously there are some things that I didn't exactly agree with, but I always digged him. Gonzalo, good to hear from you, man. Stay in touch, okay?
All right, thank you so much for the show.
All right, take care. All right, Ralph in California, we're going to get to you when we come back in just a second. I got to take a hard break. And I'd love to hear from you as well. 800-313-9443.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Let's talk to, Ralph, California. Hi, Ralph.
How's it going?
All right.
Okay, it's good talking to you. Yeah, I was wondering if you could expand a little bit more on Disney. I have a friend of mine that's planning to do a big trip coming from another state, so he's going to, as far as daughter, Disney and all that, and I always kind of rag on him about Disney. One thing I heard once, he was homosexual. I don't know if that's true or not. He says I'm on crack. But I heard that
let's differentiate between Walt Disney the man and Disney the empire, right?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I was going to say we ought to differentiate between Walt Disney the man and Disney the empire.
Okay.
But yeah,
if you want to, yeah, just go ahead in detail. I guess you know on the just the whole Disney thing. But yeah, I know they do. I even talk to my wife and go, "Why is it?" Or whoever, I go, "Why are there always a parent missing?" And then they're into a lot of magic. But if you could just go in detail with your philosophy or your position on it, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. There are quite a few different aspects of Disney, the media, the theme parks and whatnot that I find to be quite sinister, and many have suggested that they have direct connections with projects like Project Monarch and other mind control devices. Much of this is found in their movies, and I can give you several examples of that. This is all stuff you can look up online and find. It's a scary thing, but there's plenty of people who have written about this in several different ways, and there's specific symbolism involved. That's quite apparent. One thing that kind of, you know, it's not just Disney, but it's all sort of cartoons and children media that bugs me is the anthropomorphizing of certain characters. Let me ask you a question. What's the difference between Pluto and Goofy?
Good question.
Okay, well,
one talks, one doesn't.
Exactly. One Goofy stands upright and talks.
Right.
It's called Goofy. And Pluto is an actual dog.
Right, that's true. Yeah.
So there's this subtlety there involved with the notion that we're animals. And,
oh, wow.
Well, yeah. I think that might be a leap for some, but for me, it intuitively makes a bit of sense. We are not animals. And for us to be completely reminded that we're animals is kind of scary, to say the least. So there's the anthropomorphizing, if I can say that word five times fast, I dare you.
a little tough for me. It's the first time I ever really heard that that phrase, but
yeah, it means the humanizing of animals.
Okay.
And then there's, you know, of course, a split in the core personality, and the internal world can be created, and alter personas can be programmed using tools such as music, movies, and Disney productions and fairy tales. Here's another one I was trying to think of. The princess programming. This whole notion that girls have to be princesses. And if you look at all of the different cartoons that Disney has put out, they all have several things in common, but they all have a princess in common. So there's this emphasizing the role of women as princess. And they're doing the same thing with boys as well, with certain boxes they're putting our boys in, which is interesting. There's several things about the clubs themselves. There's Club 33 out there in your neck of the woods with Disneyland that has been long accused of being a possible center for mind control. And you have to be super elite to get into Club 33, and there's all this behind it, and it's super top secret, and, well, there's a lot of questions as a result. And they have underground tunnels and their own police force at Disney World and Disneyland, which is kind of interesting and kind of scary. Walt Disney here, you know, I'm from North Central Florida, so I know more about Disney World than I do Disneyland, but Walt Disney here basically bought up much of the Orlando area. And by the way, he was a Freemason, for better or for worse. He was a Freemason. And he had a huge amount of control and influence on that area. There are probably many other details that I'm not including here. I'm not the most renowned expert on this topic, but I would definitely recommend looking at Freeman's work on this. I would recommend doing some research on Vigilant Citizens' website. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They do a great job on analyzing the various occult aspects of our media. And there's probably several other sources that I'm not able to think of at the moment. But definitely warn your friend about Disney and mind control. Is your friend aware in general, or will this be a big stretch for them?
Well, we're in the same mindset regarding what you guys talk about. But when it comes to Disney, it's going to be a big trip and everything. And so I guess I could go ahead and do the research and text them over there, because you might say okay, but still ignore it.
Yeah, I
hear
that. He
wants his daughter to see Disney, you know. Because
what
I brought my kids. He goes, "Well, what did you do?" And I go, "Well, that's before I knew better. I took my kids to Disney. Now they're older, but and it costs an arm and a leg to get there anyway, which is a joke." But
right, he should thank you for not having all that money wasted on that junk.
Yeah, he says he's going to spend about $7,000 for his whole trip. I'm like, okay, then more power to you.
$7,000?
Well, the hotel they're going to stay, the food. Of course, the package, whatever they're getting at Disney, I don't know how long this is for, a week. But, and then the rental of the Jeep, I don't know. It's just, I said, wow. I don't know if it's for 2 weeks or just for a full solid week. I don't know. That's a lot of money.
Well, I wish you luck. Call me back and let me know what he says, all right?
All right, will do.
Thanks, Ralph. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, so folks, I'm feeling a little under the weather, so I decided that for the next 2 hours, I'm going to have a best of Bob Tuscan's health information, and I will have a great interview with Ty Bollinger come on. Ty Bollinger, of course, Outside the Box, author of a new book on several stories that the lamestream media has tried to sell you on, from cancer to AIDS to Sandy Hook to you name it. Ty Bollinger's on the money, and it was a great discussion with him. We'll have him back on again in the near future for a live show. But in the meantime, please listen in to this absolutely important information. It's very, very imperative stuff, and I think all of you will benefit greatly from hearing it, even if you had heard it before. It's worth re-listening to. In fact, while I'm laying in bed, I might have to re-listen to it again myself. Okay, folks, that does it for us for now. And, of course, listen in to the great interview we did with Ty Bollinger, which will air in just seconds here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial